Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio and also East City Stargate, simulcasting on YouTube for now. Hopefully I don't get in trouble here. So much going on right now. There's so many different subjects we can touch upon. I can't think of a better person to cover some of these. We've got Kate Buckley on, and she had a very rapid awakening experience after finding QAnon in February. And since then, she's devoted almost all of her time to research and information, not only surrounding Q, but all aspects of the Great Awakening, including spiritual and cosmic elements. She felt activated to help aid others in their own journey of research and awakening, and decided she could best do that by encouraging regular dialogues that would hopefully open minds, soften hearts, and get people used to seeing past the official narratives. Kate started her YouTube channel, The Kate Awakening, in March of last year, and she does weekly live chats about the current events, Q drops, and the human experience of waking up to the truth, which is massively happening as we speak. So without any further ado, Kate, are you with us?
I am. Thank you for having me yet again.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
God, there's so much going on. You're dropping some bombshells lately about Epstein, about him being alive, and that's been a major controversy for quite some time, but I'll let you take it away, some of the information that you recently uncovered.
Well, so today there was a tweet by Lynn Wood, and he literally says he's still alive. He doesn't mince words there. He's been kind of alluding to it over the last couple of days. He's kind of said things here and there that sounded like he was kind of getting there, but today he literally said he's still alive. So Lynn Wood is a defamation lawyer. He knows better than to go around saying things that are untrue. He's been going after Justice Roberts, saying all kinds of things.
Yeah.
You know, with the Epstein stuff, I mean, the whole Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. The fact that that became a meme, that was going around, to me, that was very, it made me really happy to see that people were instantaneously challenging that narrative. It didn't matter what side you were on. It didn't matter what you believed. It didn't matter if you called yourself a conspiracy theorist. Everybody was like, I don't know what happened here, but that's not it.
Yeah, it was pretty obvious. I saw when they carted his body out, something wasn't right there when I saw the supposed body it just didn't feel right. And if he is alive, what I'm saying is, who's got him? Is he like singing like a canary, and do they have him somewhere else? Or did the dark hearts or dark hats cart him off to Israel? Cause he was very involved with the Mossad and the other guys. Did Lynn Wood mention that at all? Like maybe who had him?
No, unfortunately not. But I have a feeling, since he's kind of dropping that bomb, we might be finding out soon, at least I hope. And I'm with you. I thought that whole thing stunk. The fact that the camera went out, and the fact that the guards fell asleep. And then those pictures, the ear didn't match up. It just didn't look like him. And I mean, he was the highest, the most sought after asset you could have in prison, right? He was sitting on a ton of information that could have taken massive people down. I always kind of err on the side of being hopeful. And so I believe that the White Hats have him. I think that he is singing like a canary.
Yeah, probably is. I wouldn't be surprised. I know some of it, another guy that's causing all kinds of problems with the Supreme Court and everything else, and he's turned out to be a poser, you might say, or on a dark hat, but Justice Roberts, and all the information is coming out with him, photos of him, and is it Ghislaine? I'll never say her name right.
Yeah, Ghislaine Maxwell.
Ghislaine Maxwell and Epstein Island, all that stuff, so he's majorly compromised there. He should not even be on the court. He should not definitely render any decisions whatsoever, especially with any of the election fraud and everything else. But he should not even be in there. He should recuse himself at minimum, and totally, if not, step down.
Yeah, absolutely. When we start to find out the connections to some of these people and that they are absolutely blackmailable, that means that anybody that has that information can control them. And especially somebody in a position like that is one of the first that has to step down. Now, Lynn Wood coming out and saying all of the things that he has against Justice Roberts is, like I said, he's a defamation lawyer. He would know. So either, you know, maybe he wants to be sued, because in the process of that, you have discovery and you've got to prove it. So one of the things from the Q drops was, how do you introduce, what was it?
Evidence.
Evidence. Yeah. Legally. And that would be one way.
Yeah. That's what I was saying. Discovery would kill him, you know, because once you put all that in, you know, the same thing with the, you know, the election fraud, like nobody has, so far that I know, maybe somebody has, but nobody's looked at the evidence. They always dismiss the case because of procedure errors or saying you don't have standing or whatever else, but nobody has said there's no evidence. And, you know, there's a mountain of evidence there, but nobody's looked at it yet, as far as I know. Maybe there are some judges recently that have popped out. I've been kind of out of the loop lately. Yeah. But, you know, the evidence is overwhelming. It's, I mean, there's a new guy popping up every day that's some kind of a forensic guy, you know, that's saying, look, I've looked at all the evidence. The machines were spitting. You know, they're giving Trump 70% on each vote and giving Biden 125%. And they have it all down. They have all the evidence down on exactly how this was done. And you know, the Chinese ballots, what, there's millions of ballots installed later. What have you heard anything new on that, or what's happening there?
Well, yesterday there was the guy, I can't think of what his name was, but there was the guy sitting in the hearing who was on his phone and was literally hacking the system while they were talking, and he got into the system. He was able to access all of that. So we know that it was flawed all over the place. I think this has been going on for a long time. This is definitely not the first election that we've had this kind of corruption. Exactly. And it had to happen this way. It had to be just kind of like belligerently in our face, so that people understand. Now, it's very frustrating to still see those people that that when it benefits them, they seem to they don't care about morality. Or, I mean, if you don't have a fair election and free election, you don't have a free country.
Exactly. So, yeah, and you know, yeah, and the ones behind all this are socialists. You know, they are bought and paid for by China. You know, they're either communists or socialists. And I can't wait for this. I know somebody hacked all the members of the CCP that are in the United States. Mm-hmm. And I think you might see Biden on that list, a few of the Bidens. I wouldn't be surprised, but we all know that, like you're saying, he can be easily blackmailed just by the laptop and the massive funds that they've taken between him and his son. So again, you know, this, he's already totally compromised. There's no way he can take office and not be fully compromised with a hostile foreign government.
Exactly. You know? Again, it's showing everybody exactly what's been going on behind the scenes for a really long time. And I think that China, while a lot of people understood that they were kind of our rivals in some way, shape, or form, most of us didn't really understand how dangerous China was to us and how much they were gunning for us and how much they've already infiltrated every major system of our country. So now we're seeing that. Actually, when I spoke at ESETI and I did my presentation on memes and memetic warfare, one of the things that I talked about was how Trump has always said the word China really weird, right?
It's
China. And it was getting it in the collective consciousness to be thinking about China.
Yeah.
You know, we were hearing Russia, 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 and he was planting the seed of China. Well, now we're finding out that China is our biggest enemy by far.
Yeah. I don't even think Russia is our enemy, to be honest with you. But
no, I don't think so.
You know, I think if you hear one of, I think it was it last year or the year before, Putin's Christmas message, you know, where he was talking about how these pedophiles and these satanic, you know, Satan worshipers and Luciferians, how they've taken over all the high levels of government and everything else. They need to be rooted out and everything. And I know Trump's fully aware of that as well, you know, in right. this country. And so I do believe there are certain people that have alliances that you might think they're enemies, but they're not. Mm-hmm. And they have the same goals. And the goals is to root out all this satanic Luciferian child trafficking, pedophile nonsense. And it's a global thing. And I think a lot of the white hats had no idea how deep it is, you know, how many people are involved in this and how many people are compromised. And now they're all showing their, you know, they're rearing their ugly heads. They're coming out and, you know, I think Trump's got more knives in his back than I do.
Yeah. So, imagine that.
Yeah. I didn't think anybody had more knives in their back. No. But I'm not playing victim here. It just comes with the territory. But
it does. Warriors are coming out in all ways, shapes, and forms. And it's cool to see, but it's, you know, it's been going on for a long time and it's just getting exposed. And I don't think Putin is necessarily our guy. I think it's just that, you know, if you're running a country, you care about your country, and you've got the deep state has infiltrated everything and has had their foot on the throat of basically every country. You know, what I thought was pretty telling was, Mohammed bin Salman got rid of a bunch of the corruption in Saudi Arabia right after the Las Vegas shooting. That's a whole rabbit hole to go in if anybody's interested. But there was footage of Putin and bin Salman slapping each other five at one of these conferences, and they just looked like old buddies, like they had a secret between them. Yeah. And I just thought that clip was so cool and kind of telling. You know, it's not necessarily that these people are allies but they're all like, they're not for the corruption, you know, they all want to get rid of the corruption in their own countries.
Well, I mean, you really think about it, that they've been ignoring China and going after Russia. So it is in his highest and best good to say, hey, look, we're not the bad guys here, you know, nowhere near the real bad guys, who the guys that are pointing the finger at us are in cahoots with the real bad guys, you know, so.
Exactly.
Which is, you know, the CCP. But, you know, speaking about that, I guess WikiLeaks dumped a whole bunch of information. And part of that was concerning the FBI was involved in that shooting. And it really makes sense because they've been so anti-Trump and they consider those people deplorables. You know, it was all country Western music and things like that. People, you know, total for America and the Republic. And of course, that fit right into the program. You know, let's take them down, let's put fear back into them, you know, and you know, squash this movement. But it does fit right into it. But I think there's going to be a massive house clean. All this stuff is going to come out and heads are going to roll, and I really feel this is the month, you know, that it's really gonna, it's already hitting the fan right now. And have you, one other thing, have you heard anything about, I heard Schiff got arrested. Have you heard that one as well?
You know, I heard that. Actually, it's funny enough. Okay. There was an account on Twitter that put that out, and it was a girl with like a really hot picture. Right.
Yeah.
And I've been seeing this kind of pop up recently. All of a sudden these Patriot accounts will pop out of nowhere and they'll have a really pretty girl avatar. Mm-hmm. And you're like, well, I haven't seen you around, but okay, whatever. Lots of people are waking up and whatever. And so this girl was, saying that she witnessed it firsthand, but, and then she kept saying that like her sources were coming, that she had some FBI source. Anyway, this other girl ended up messaging me and saying, that girl stole my picture. And
oh wow, yeah.
Yeah. So I said to the girl, I'm like, okay, well, prove it. Will you send me a picture of yourself holding up a sign that says fish sticks? And she did. So she proved to me that it was her. But that being said, Lynn Wood did tweet out that day saying Adam Schiff had a very bad Christmas or something like that.
Yeah,
along those lines.
Yeah, I mean, I would totally take the word of Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell and even Giuliani, all those guys over any other newscaster out there. That's why I tell people, I go, just if you want to know what's going on, listen to these guys and read between the lines, you know, because they're not going to tell you everything.
Right.
They'll tell you part of it. But right, yeah, and exactly. They kept showing a picture of him in a little tutu. You know, he was shivering. Yeah. A little tutu. You know, when you're sensitive, you can read these people. And I go, my God, I was watching him making these statements that were just full on lies over and over. And I go, this guy is the most sinister, corrupt. There's no soul in this person. You know, this guy is just a personification of evil. And he's not even evil. He's even like a marshmallow evil. You know?
Yeah.
like no punch behind it, just you know, all talk, you know.
It's yeah, just, like an avatar, like a non-person. And it's weird. I'm not psychic at all. I mean a lot of people that I know are very intuitive and things like that. I wouldn't necessarily call myself that, but I do feel like I'm being able to see this in people now. It's either something that's awakening in me, or maybe it's just common sense at this point, but I feel like I can look at some of these people and just see a blankness behind them.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's just something missing there.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I look at these people like, and they blatantly show it and people aren't getting it in their actions. You watch their actions and their words and everything else, and you see them. It's like the mainstream news now. I mean, they're so blatantly lying. I was watching two exactly opposite newscasts and I was going, how can people not? And it's even within their own system. Their own people are telling the exact opposite of what really happened. And then you do the research and you go, oh my God, these guys they're not even slyly twisting and they're feigning outrage and all that stuff around something that they know is a blatant lie, you know?
Right.
And I know the ratings are in the toilet now. They're down to zero.
Like, well, people are waking up and people are seeing it. And, you know, again, that was another reason that this has been important to unfold the way that it did, because even the people that have been clinging to Fox News, thinking that that was somehow different, are having to come to terms right now to see with their own eyes that it is just as corrupt as the rest of them.
Yeah. And I was always posting there, I go, you guys are only going halfway. I go, this is what's really going on. Let's really nail it, you know?
Right.
And you're kind of going halfway and sugarcoating this and alluding to this and that. I go, just say it. You know, you can tell they know. You can tell they know, but they're kind of worried, I guess, because of the guy that owns it probably. But they can probably say so much and get away with it before they're, you know, looking for another network.
That's true. They've all got their marching orders. And so even if, you know, there are good journalists out there that are trying to do the right thing, or their stories aren't going to make it through, or, you know, they're being told everybody's got a boss.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, all these new ones coming out now, I think are amazing. The, was it OAN and the, in something in news?
NTD.
NTD. And a lot of these new ones coming out, I mean, they are not, you know, sugarcoating anything and just laying it out there. There's one woman on OAN. I'm trying to remember her name. She has a different name.
Chanel?
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, Chanel. God, she is just like ripping.
I love her. You know? I love her. I love her so much. She's the White House correspondent. And we are starting to see this media kind of rise up that's telling the truth. And I have no doubt in my mind that probably very shortly, we will see a complete flip of getting rid of the old, you know, CBS, ABC, NBC, you know, CNN. And because they are proving that they can be trusted and the other ones are proving that they can't be trusted.
Yeah, I've watched that happen. Their ratings just went through the roof and they doubled the ratings where the other news networks are being cut in half now. And so people are shifting, they're moving over there. And I promote them as well, a lot, you know, on my my avenues. I promote the alternative news. There's so much going on. I really feel my when I tap into the higher dimensional beings and ask them what's going on, they say that this is massive. The energy is coming in, the consciousness and energy and universal law is coming with that. And it's just going to push all this right up to the surface. We're going to see everything, you know, who all the masks are going to come down. We're going to see who people truly are and what their real agendas are and what they've done. And it's all going to come out. And that's why I tell people, just hang in there. It's not happening as fast as you want it to, but it is happening and it will happen. And this whole other program is not frequency specific to where the earth is evolving to.
Right.
And yeah. And, you know, this is measurable. I just recently, the Schumann resonance, I think it had 17 spikes of over 500. You know, it's supposed to be what, 7.8 or something like that normally. We are getting slammed, you know, energetically. We're getting hit with huge waves. And NASA was just talking about these massive waves coming in. They don't know from where they're hitting the earth, and they don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, you know, that, and it is a good thing, actually. It's part of the awakening healing process. The frequencies are rising. Yeah. But it's all out there. The science is there for this happening. We are moving into a highly energized place and space. And this whole program, all this deception, all this, you know, the war on disease profiteers, all this stuff is not frequency specific to where things are going. And I think it's all going to implode on itself.
Yeah, I think so too. And I think that I'm seeing more now that it is our job to change the frequency, to change the frequency of our minds. And that's why my channel has kind of shifted. You know that I was really on top of whatever was happening in the news that day and all of the politics and stuff like that. I'm still keeping an eye on those things. But as far as my channel goes, I've kind of shifted in the recent months to sharing books that I'm reading and getting into more of the spiritual stuff and really just trying to stay positive for people, because I think that that is my calling. That is a lot of our calling, to just be as positive as we can. All of the doom and gloom is keeping our planet back. We have a very severe impact on our planet by our thoughts, by what we are worried about. Last night, Allison Coe was on Journey to Truth, and she was talking about what was coming through her her sessions. And for your viewers that don't know who she is, she's a QHHT practitioner. She does quantum healing hypnosis. I don't know what it stands for, but it's kind of like it goes beyond past life regression to like life between lives, and you contact your higher self, etc. And all of the things that were coming through were that this is the year, that there are going to be massive changes on our planet this year, and a lot of beautiful, positive things that she actually saw happening in this next year, which I thought was really hopeful. And she said that what was coming through last year, right before the year turned, was that they were finding a lot of chaos and the riots and all of that. So they were already seeing that for this year, and for next year, it looks like it's going to get a lot better.
Yeah, I feel that too. I feel they have it under control. You know, they are going to try to create the riots and try to, you know, but most of the heads of these organizations are going to mysteriously disappear, you know, and their whole network is going to go down, you know, because again, you know, all they're going to do is follow the money and see who's funding this. And then, you know, they end up becoming enemy combatants and criminals basically. So you know, when all that information comes out, it's all going to be revealed, and everything is going to be seen for what it is. And then the what do they call it? The Sleeping America. Everybody has a different name for them, that are going to step up to the plate and just say, you know, enough.
Oh yeah.
And that's what the higher dimensional beings are telling me. They said America is not going to stand for it. The people are not going to stand for it. The white hats, the military, are not going to stand for it, and we are going to get our country back, you know. And it is based on the foundation with the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, is basically based on universal law, although it has been twisted and turned but we'll go back to the Republic, the original, and we'll go back to constitutional law, which eventually will probably move into universal law, and we'll end up joining a federation or a galactic federation and start, you know, working. And that's in all the prophecies, you know, it'll change and it'll move into even a higher state, you know, a more evolved state of governing than we have now.
Yeah, I cannot wait. There's actually a meme of like an old guy in a rocking chair on a porch, and it's like, just wait until the people that just didn't want to be bothered have to get involved. That's when we know that stuff's about to go down. And that's exactly what we've seen over this last year, and getting worse and worse and worse. They're pushing further and further with the masks and making, I mean, they just announced yesterday that the lockdown in California is now like, I almost said inevitable, indefinite. Like there's no end in sight to it. They're basically saying, you know, we're going to keep you locked down until we say so. Yeah. And somebody made the great point, like after 9/11, look at this, how many years later, and we're still taking off our shoes at the airport. Unless we force them to get back, you know, they will, once they take a freedom away from us, we got to fight to get it back. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's so insane. My question is if this is such a nasty disease, they keep saying this person died of COVID and everything else. And I said, well, you know, you can't, the tests don't prove it's COVID. You know, it's going to show up if it's influenza A or influenza B or anything else. You have to take it to a lab, you know, that has the electron microscopes and everything else to really break it down and see what it is. And all of these labs are saying, hey, where's your isolate? You know, we can't find it. You say this person died, these people died. It's not there. We can't find it. Where's the isolate? And so they're asking the CDC, give us an isolate of the COVID, and they can't. They go, we don't have one. Right. You know what I mean? So right there, you're going, wait a second, what? You know, and then all of a sudden, this is a miracle thing, this COVID thing, because everybody with heart attacks and strokes and airplane crashes and all the people that were on their deathbed, you know, anyway, from other diseases, all got thrown, their numbers all got thrown in there, you know, and even then it's still falling. And when they actually did an audit on the real numbers, they're so down, it's not even negligible. I think, what does it have? You have 99.8% chance of beating it, or even, and if you get it, it's probably going to be asymptomatic, which is not spreadable when you're asymptomatic now. So, and so this is all, so you have to get back to, and this will probably get us in trouble, what is the real agenda? You know, the real agenda is, what does China want? They want our economy to collapse so they can take over. What does the global elite want? They want our economy to collapse. You know, where people are empowered when they have their own businesses and they have their own funds and their own, you know, that's when people are empowered. That's the last thing they want. And so we have to shut all that down, collapse it. And that's the socialist or communist agenda. And that's the CCP, which is financing all this crap, you know. So people are waking up. It's all coming out now. But, it is all about, you know, taking down America, and they bragged about it and they said exactly how they're going to do it. Now they're doing it. And now people just need to wake up to what the real truth. And my other thing is, why, if this stuff is so hazardous, why are there no bins, like hazardous waste bins for the masks?
Right. I mean, they in order to protect yourself from a virus, that you have to wear this entire suit. By the way, you would, if you're wearing a mask and not goggles, then what, like, you're not doing anything. The virus can penetrate your eyeballs. So, you know, it's, and the virus can go through the mask. So, it's just up is down, left is right. And it is, we've never done this before. Not one person can say to me that they've worn a mask during a flu season prior to this year. And the flu has always killed elderly people and people that, you know, are high risk. So.
Well, the flu just disappeared. It's non-existent. You know, so the COVID cured the flu, you know, too, as well. So.
Right.
You know.
It's a miracle.
Yeah. But, you know, anyway, the mask and everything, it says right on the box, does not protect against COVID, you know, so it's saying right on the box. Why are they forcing you? What is the agenda behind forcing you to wear it? And that's a big question people need to ask, if it doesn't work, why are you being forced to comply and wear it? And right. And also the secondary infection with bacterial pneumonia that's caused from wearing the mask. That's it. When they had the Spanish flu, most people they found out died not from the flu, but from wearing the mask, from secondary bacterial pneumonia. So that's another big question. Have you seen all the, you know, all those toxins that are coming out of your system are being in that mask, and people's faces are all breaking out. They're getting all these weird infections and everything. And it's just like, you know, come on, what's the real agenda here? And the countries that didn't do any of this, like, you know, was it Switzerland or Sweden? I think it was Sweden didn't do anything. Mm-hmm. And they're all done with it. You know, it's already gone. Their economies are thriving and everything else. The herd immunity kicked in, and, you know, as it would in any flu,
right?
You know, and so, but anyway, these labs, the kicker is these labs are saying, we cannot find this COVID monster that you're talking about. It's not showing up. And we are finding, you know, influenza A and influenza B. And now there's doctors all over the world coming forward, and literally thousands of doctors saying, you know, this isn't what we're being told. It's not happening, you know. And I always, you know, and then people tell me, well, there's refrigerator trucks and body bags behind the hospitals and everything else. I said, did you go to the hospital and look?
Right.
You know?
In fact, in the UK, they just arrested a woman yesterday for going to the hospital and recording. The fact that there was nothing going on there.
Yeah, so that they're empty, and yeah, there's no trucks, there's no, and to me, the best one was, now, what was it? They had a can of Coke, a pawpaw fruit, a goat, what else? A goat and something else all tested positive. A can of Coke, come on, tested positive.
Yeah.
And the maker of the test was killed, basically. And he said, the tests are not functional. Don't use them. Yeah, they're not dependable, you know? So they have a 80 plus 90 something percent false positive on those, you know? So you know, you look at this, there's a whole nother agenda, folks, and people need to look at it and see it for what it is. And, you know, I think it's totally demeaning to force people to wear masks, and it goes against your constitutional rights, and it's dysfunctional, and the masks don't work, which is proven. And the countries that didn't do the harsh lockdowns and everything else are all thriving right now. They're doing great. And so what's their answer? More lockdowns, more, you know, it's a basic, you know, it's, they say, insanity, you know, the definition of insanity is do the same thing over and over expecting a different result. Well, it didn't work. The countries with, I mean, the states with the worst enforcement, lockdowns, masks, everything, have the worst rates. They have the highest rates, supposedly. And these influenzas actually thrive in closed, you know, closed rooms and things like that. That's where they thrive. You know, you go out in sunlight and salt water and it kills them instantly. You know, yeah. So everything they're doing is opposite. They're said, follow the science. There's no science behind what they're doing. Is actually the science is totally opposite, but we probably shouldn't even talk about this because we'll probably get in trouble, but there's enough people out there talking about it that
yeah, you know. It's for sure. But and you've got people that are waking up specifically because of this. Even the people that in the beginning were like, stay home, save lives, wear your mask, be kind. Yeah. Save your neighbor by, you know, whatever, they've had a gutful at this point. Most sane people have had a gutful.
Yeah, I'm going to save lives. I'm going to go to the beach, you know,
yeah,
although we don't have a beach here. I'm going to go out in the forest. Oh, wait, the forests are locked down too. You know, it's just like, seriously, it's just like, yeah, they were locking down the forest here. But, you know, I just went out the other day and it was open, which is great.
That's good.
Yeah. There's so much going on, but God, I'm trying to think of what else there's, I don't even know where to start. I want to get into the UFO stuff because, you know, people are sending me some really awesome looking footage, but, when I have people that are in the know, look at it. And even I have a funny feeling about it. you know, I hate to say it, but usually the really good footage you see that's detailed, that's really clear, those are usually ours, you know, our back engineered stuff, or it's a low level contact, because the other dimensional beings, the higher dimensional beings, they choose whether or not we see them or not. They're cloaked, or they can come in slightly. A lot of them, they see right through you. I have photographs of them, and they look just like you, Kate, standing there, but you can see through them. You yeah. can see right through them, you know. But they're usually the ones that appeared here are blonde. You know, they're very beautiful, and they're blonde, and but they're not quite physical. And you can see right through them. And so, and their ships, they choose whether or not how physical they want to be with their ships. But right. I always tell people, don't, yeah, there is another controlled narrative coming out, just like the Tic Tac thing and the other stuff. And there's so much more to the story that you're not being told. And we have had contact before Egyptian times. And we are the UFOs we're looking for. We are those beings. They're our ancestors, and they're returning, and they come from ancient Lyra and the Pleiades and the Orion system and several other systems. But and that's a whole story in itself. But the you know, I talked about that on another show, the origin of the first colonies and everything. A lot of people asked in the last show about that, and we talked about it. You know, basically it's time for us to grow up and realize that, you know, our DNA is their DNA, and we didn't evolve from monkeys. There was a human that was evolving here naturally that was totally tinkered with and upgraded. And most of that was over in Australia, and from there it went to Africa, and then it continued on. But all that, the research is all proving that, you know, it's all going in that direction. Even the breastplates of the pharaohs, the gold comes from Ballarat in Australia. You know, and they can tell where the gold came from. So the first colonies were actually in Australia, and the Aboriginal people know it. It's in their stories. It's written in stone on the rocks and Gosford glyphs, everything. So it's all there if you want to look at it. But it goes against, you know, a lot of the religious programs and the fake archaeology programs and the false science and everything else we've been told.
That's the hard thing. A lot of people are still really, even the people that are starting to wake up, some of them are still really gripping to those religions and things like that. And so you kind of hit a wall with them at a certain point. But I think that even the disclosure of our ships in the sky has to eventually lead back to, okay, where did we get that technology? And eventually even though I agree with you, I think we're going to get PSYOP disclosure before we get real disclosure. I think it will still burst people's bubble as far as breaking through that conscious barrier that these things exist. You know what I was thinking of the other day? Okay. You know how there are like mantis beings and feline beings and rhino beings and all of these different animals. Okay, so if those beings could come to our planet, we could take them to a zoo and say, this is our version of whatever it is that, you know, you are. But is there like a human version of, like, is there some kind of, you know what I'm saying? Like, is
a
there
zoo
some
on their
of,
planet?
Yeah, like pink little critter that is like the human, I don't know. Because it seems like everything is like an animal mixed with a human.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, there probably is. Who knows? They have some little hominid, little hobbit dude running around and go, yeah, this is the beginning, you know, of them. Oh, but
that would map to see so bad, I think. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so vast. There's so many different types of beings out there. And everybody goes, they ask me, what about this being? What about that being? And I've seen a lot of different beings have appeared to me, but I haven't seen all of them. And I'm the first one to say that. It's a big multiverse out there. It's multidimensional, and there's so many different types of beings. And they can appear, some of the beings can appear to you however you need to see them, you know. And so, you know, but you have to go by your inner sensitivity to feel what their intentions are and what their frequencies are. You know, are they in your highest and best good? And you know, that's self-mastery there. That's something people need to learn so they can discern. There are a lot of beings out there that aren't in our highest and best good, and they have an agenda. And luckily, the higher dimensional beings that are coming in are running them off and clearing them out. And so there's been a bit of an intergalactic war going on and a major cleanup happening. So the next ones coming in are the benevolent ones. And everybody's saying, oh, no, they're the bad ones, you know, and you hear all these stories. Oh, I wanted to tell you, this is hilarious. I had this guy was texting me. He says, he goes, those things you're seeing in the sky, they're ours. They're ARVs, you know, they're ARVs, they're ours. You know, we built them. I said, really? And he goes, yeah. And I go, what's ARV stand for? And he goes, what do you mean? And he said, it stands for alien reproduction vehicle. You know, and he just, that was it. I didn't hear from him again, you know.
Oh my gosh.
You know, and the thing is, these guys, excuse me, they have a little bit of knowledge. They have some knowledge, and it's compartmentalized. And so they dismiss everything else, and in their own arrogance, they think they know it all. And I'm the first one to say, I don't know it all. The universe is so vast. There's so many different things going on. And my truth is flexible. It always has been. And it has to be that way. And I love that old saying, even with interactions on Earth, you know, I said, nobody knows what another soul needs for completion, you know, in their life. They might have it all together in really high levels, but they're really blowing it on this level because it's something they have to finish or complete or whatever. And so I always go by that. And I have full knowledge of my past lives. You know, I was a Viking. I had a broad axe. I hacked off heads. You know, I was a road bandit in one lifetime in Mexico. But I had a lot of monk lives and a lot of in yogis and lamas and even off world lives too. I have full knowledge of those, but we've done everything. And, you know, having that life when I was that warrior, I learned, you know, what it meant. My whole family was killed in front of me and I became this vicious warrior. So now I understand what created the murderer, you know, what created the, you know, and really it's the events, it's the wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experience that create the situation usually that you're dealing with. It's not so much the person is the evil, it's just the trauma that's made that. Mm-hmm. And I look at a lot of these Illuminati guys and they're several generations out, you know, and they've been totally traumatized and ritualized and they're a mess, you know, they're a mess on the inside. And they think they can buy love and power is control versus service. And they have all these misperceptions that have been ingrained into them and they haven't figured this out yet. But it's just a different way of looking at things. You know, when you step out of the victim role and you know you've done everything, you've done all of it, it allows you to see with different eyes, or the Buddha eyes or fresh eyes, you might say, where you can just see each situation. And then you go right to you can see right beyond the facade and go into the core issue of what's really going on, which is happening right now. it's everywhere, you know.
Yeah, it is. It's good. It's important to understand that karma and to kind of look back and realize that we've all done terrible things, but those are the things that have helped to kind of guide us and get us to where we are now. And, you know, to just have that kind of perspective on yourself so that you have a broader understanding of how everything is kind of being karmically compelled. And once you realize that you have that kind of power over, I don't know, it's my favorite topic. And I love looking into past lives and I love seeing the vastness of what we are as a soul.
Yeah, one of my teachers, I love what he said. And, you know, they're talking about power. And he said, the only reason anybody has any power over you is because you want something from them. And we want their love, their acceptance, their approval. There's something we want. We want security. You know, we want them to take care of us. They want, you know, and that's where, and when you become sovereign, then nobody has any power over you. And fortunately, that's what's happening right now. The people that are sovereign, that are critical thinkers, that are saying, hey, I don't want to be subject to somebody else's program. You know, I don't want all the freebies because I know it's going to cost me my freedom and think those people are rising up and just saying, hey, we're not going to go there. And then there's another group that they have a sense of entitlement that think that everybody owes them something, that are demanding, you know, all the freebies and everything else. And what's really weird is people don't realize is that you can have it all. This is a totally abundant universe. We can't even wrap our heads around a replicator where you could replicate everything you needed, or feel this energy, or anti-gravity or counter-gravity, and have all your energy and transportation's, you know, needs met. Things like that. We could live in a thoroughly abundant universe, and it's there. We just have to get rid of the things that are holding it back. You know, the people that are keeping us enslaved through dependency and through all these other programs, and then this will all come out. But it's here, it's on the planet right now. Everything we need to go forward is on the planet. And
people don't like change, and they are afraid of, they want security more than they want freedom. And that's what we need to push people past, to understand that your freedom is way more important than your safety. And, you know, so that we can start to, cause we're, I don't think that we're going to get disclosure. I don't think that we're going to find out about these things until people are ready for them, or are asking for them in their own minds.
You know, we had the Rife technology where he was inoculating things up to 50 miles with frequencies, and he had to hide all of his stuff in this lead lined case, all of his samples, because when he flipped the switch, it totally killed the BX virus that he found caused cancer, all these other things. It totally, and he found out that he could go to a town and use a radio wave and totally flip a switch and cure, you know, the cancer, everything else. We can't say the C word, but I just did, I don't care. But anyway, these technologies are there. So why aren't these being rolled out during these epidemics? You know, why are all the airwaves broadcasting these frequencies? You know, joy has a frequency, love has a frequency. And so these other technologies, even the viruses and bacteria, they all have a frequency, and you can pop them on contact by using the right frequency. So why, you know, if this thing is for real, aren't they rolling out this technology?
Right.
You know, why? Because, you know, they want everybody to come in and get their little whatever. We won't even say the word, because that's the one that gets you banned now.
Yeah, your jab. your jab is what I've been calling it.
So, you know, they want everybody to pay this so much amount of money, get their jab and get billions from, you know, and they go, well, it's free. You know, no, it's not free. You paid for it. The government paid for it. Where'd the government get the money? People don't realize that.
Right.
It's free. No, nothing's free. It's taken from somewhere, and somebody's going to pay it back eventually.
Exactly. They'll get you for not, you know, that's a $1 billion industry, and it's the world's biggest drug cartel.
Mm-hmm. the war and disease profiteers, basically, they have to go. And when that's gone, you know, almost any country, you can go to another country. I mean, most of the people are just, you know, they have their basic needs, you know, they just want to, you know, have food on the table, you know, they want to live a prosperous life, and they want freedom, you know, and they want to make their own contact with their creator, whatever that may be. Those are the basics. And some might skip the creator part, you know, they just want to live a life, you know, in peace and abundance and things like that. But everybody wants the same thing, basically, around the planet. Yeah. People really don't go to war. Governments do, you know, they create the wars, and they create, you know, to keep the industries going. But, you know, I always think about that, you know, what would happen if the great leveler came, whatever it was, you know, something that just leveled the playing field and put everybody on the same page, you know, what would happen? We'd probably all get along great. We'd probably be helping each other out, and things to go back to a more organic, natural way of life, you know, which is the way things should be. But, you know, and I always have a feeling that nature provides that, you know, if we don't do it, nature's going to do it, you know? So if there's no need for it, then nature doesn't have to do it. But, you know, right. there could be an event, you know, a major solar flare, you know, the grid going down, the net going down, something. There could be a lot of that's going to bind everybody together with a common threat, you know, or something. You know, there's going to be something that's going to come across and it's going to put everybody on equal footing, you know, equal playing field. And that's always happened in the past. And if we do it ahead of time, we can probably avoid it. But I think some people are going to have to experience that and other people are not, you know, that's just the way it's going to come on. I'm getting my little warning here from the producer. What? I don't know. I think we're hitting the timeline here.
Oh yeah. Oh
no, we've got more time. My screen, we're having crazy stuff happen here with technology. It's unbelievable.
Oh but, man. Welcome to my world.
Yeah, we just got everything back up and running. I've got the studio up. I've got great bandwidth and that's so far so good. Knock on wood. But before it was we were having attacks you wouldn't believe. And so you know, to me, I expected that. I go, I know we're going to be attacked. I know we're going to be taken down. I know we're going to be shadow banned. You know, and of course that's all going on. You know, but that's temporary. That's all going to be temporary because these beings are doing this. And, you know, karma's works. You know, it's like, I like what Buddha said, karma's like fresh milk. It takes a little while to spoil, but, you know, as sure as the cart follows the horse that pulls it, it will catch up, you know. And so basically that's what I see. It's their karma is, it's spoiling right now. Everybody's seeing it for what it is. And it is going to come home and come home to roost.
Yeah, definitely. It's not sustainable and people are seeing it with their own eyes. And I'm grateful though that you're still kicking. I mean, like you don't shy away from topics and I always laugh to myself every time I watch your show and every time I'm on here talking with you. I mean, you'll go there. I mean, most of us that are left are tiptoeing around all of these topics because we're so scared. We watched everybody just get massacred. But I'm with you. I believe everybody will be back. I think hopefully people will be reinstated. And I think it will, once that happens, we might see the actual numbers. You might see how many people you have actually subscribed to you.
Yeah, exactly. I think too, these other venues, you know, are going to come up and they're really going to get going. You know, they're going to take off like crazy. But just like these other news agencies, you know, these other venues that people are going to, that's what we're doing. We're spreading out. We're getting on other venues just in case, you know. But I really feel like, I don't know why, but I keep seeing January in my mind's eye. It pops up that there's going to be a big flip, you know, in January, and then things are going to start getting back on track again. So,
I am hopeful. I'm ready.
Yeah. If we can get through till then, you know, I hope, you know, whatever, if they take me off, I'll just come back on after everything's flipped.
If we can get through till then, meanwhile, it is like 7 hours away. If we can make it 7 hours. Yeah.
Well, I don't think it's going to happen January 1st, you know.
Right. Okay. Well, you know, it'll happen
more after the first week or on out, you know, but, things are definitely going to happen. I know we are coming up to the end of the hour. I think we've got just, probably just a couple minutes left if we want to keep the BBS show going. anyway, what's new with you? Do you have any major events that are coming up? Are you speaking anywhere or just doing your blogs or?
Nope, just doing, I did start a new channel. It's called We The Media and I have a YouTube channel and doing Twitch and DLive also, just in case we get nuked. I'm doing it with a friend of mine, IET. He's just a really brilliant guy who does a lot of deep dives. And so he's more into the political stuff and he's just always on top of what's going on. So I'm working on that project with him. And other than that, just like trying to keep my vibe high and just trying to help others do the same.
Yeah, and that's the one thing
I've been knuckling it into this year.
I love that old saying, you know, praise Allah, tie your camel, you know. And so you know, there's and that's basically what we need to do. And I always tell people, you know, there is going to be some chaos when this flip happens and things get turned around. And so be prepared for it and realize it's part of the healing. It's part of the process. Just as we're experiencing chaos in our own life and our own, you know, every relationship, it doesn't matter the business institutions, the religious institutions, the, you know, everything is being turned upside down. Everything's being exposed. And everything that doesn't align with universal law is going to be seen for what it is, you know. So, you know, just be prepared. And like that old saying, if you're doing something that you know is not in alignment with universal law, if you're part of the Take Down America program that's unfolding, you know, if you think after these people you help get into power are going to look after you, once they get into power, you want to look at every other socialist dictator and where that went, and just look at the history, look at the patterns, and it's already unfolding. You know, all these people are getting a rude awakening because they go, oh, now we got you in. We want this and this and this. And they're going, who are you? You know, they're going, no, we're not doing that. You know, we're doing what we want, you know. And so, you know, that's a big mess already. And so, you know, a lot of people, when you align with people that are going to betray the country, do you really think they're going to be not betray you and not, you know, it's just like, come on.
There's no honor amongst thieves, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So, so basically, you know, be aware of that. And that's the main thing I keep telling people is that, you know, if you are aligned with something and your soul's nagging you to get out, to not participate in this anymore, if it's something that's enslaving people or harming people or diminishing their freedom or whatever, you know, you need to walk away from it. You know, because it's going to collapse and it's going to take you with it. And so you just forgive yourself, gain the wisdom from the experience, move on, you know, and do something, you know, be a blessing to life, start doing things that are helpful, you know, and creative, you know, and yeah. Do you have any closing statements you want to make? Because we're almost out of time.
Just that I hope that people are taking care of themselves out there and staying positive, focusing on manifesting these good things to start coming into fruition in this 2021, and taking time to meditate and read books that are uplifting and keep you excited rather than doomed.
Yeah. Yeah. And also to make sure and wish everybody Happy New Year, because this Happy New Year.
New Year, that's right.
And go into this new year in creationary mind, create the world you want to see. Don't go into reactionary mind where you're just reacting to all the bad news and all the nonsense. You know, just, you know, focus on what you want and act on it, make it happen. But anyway, we got to sign off, unfortunately. Thank you, Kate, for coming on the show. It's been great.
Thank you. And you're my favorite person to talk to.
Yeah, keep up the great work, and we'll probably see you soon.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, this is James Gillen signing off. Keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent. Create the world you want to see, and do what you need to do to make it happen. Anyway, have a great evening and Happy New Year. Good night.